Yerushalmi Masos corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Kuf Mem. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph at the beginning of a new Perek, Perek Hamavir. Hamavir Tein Imchatzeru Lekseis Bonov Bnei Veisai Oichlim Apaturim Aparalim Sheimoi Bezman Shein Lahem Alav Mezoinos Avalim Yeshlem Alav Mezoinos Hoi Elu Lo Yoichlu. The Mishnah says if a person is transferring figs in his courtyard to be dried, his children and wife may eat from them and they are exempt from tithing. The workers may eat as long as he is not required to feed them. Hamotzi poyalav lasade bezman she'ein lahem olav mezoinos oichlim upaturim avlem yesh lahem olav mezoinos oichlim achas achas min ha'teina avlem min ha'sal v'lo min ha'kupois v'lo min ha'mukza. If one brought his workers to the field, if he isn't required to feed them, they may eat and are exempt. And if he's required to feed them, they may eat one at a time, but not from the basket, the large boxes, or the drying area. If one hired a worker to work with his olive trees, and the worker said to him, it's on condition that I may eat olives, if he eats them one at a time, he's exempt from tithing, but if he eats several, then he's obligated. Lenakesh b'btsalim amaloi amanas lechol yerek mekartes ale v'oichel v'imtsiref chayev. If a worker was hired to weed around the onions, and the worker said to him, it's on condition that I may eat from the vegetables, then he may pick one leaf at a time and eat without tithing, but if he picks several, then he's obligated. And the Gemara says, amar v'teinim v'chuli, hu atzmai ma'osh yoichel. The Gemara asks the question, the Mishnah taught that if one is transferring figs, and then when the courtyard owner transfers fruits to his own courtyard to be dried, may he snack before he tithes? Rav amar hu osu lechol. Rav said he's prohibited. Ula b'bishmol b'shem b'lozer hu muta lechol. And Ula b'bishmol, quoting b'lozer, said that he is permitted. Rav grubi meyer b'lozer k'rabonon. Rav follows grubi meyer, then acquisition and therefore also a courtyard establishes an obligation even for incomplete fruit. And Rablaza follows Rabbanon that they don't establish an obligation for incomplete fruit. Rav Kurbi Meir, in Kurbi Meir, afilu bonav v'nei v'esa yirasurim. Ela Rav Kurebi, Rablaza Kurabbanon. Da'ama Rabbi Simoin b'shem Rishu ben Levi, Rabbi Yosi ben Shol b'shem Rabbi, ein oichlim ala muksa ela al makaymoi. Rav follows Rabbi Meir, if so, even his children and wife would be prohibited. Rather, Rav follows Rabbi, and Rablaza follows Rabbanon, as Rabbi Simon quoting Rabbi Shur ben Levi and Rabbi Yosi ben Shol quoting Rebbe said that they may only eat incomplete fruits in the mukza, which is the drying area of fruits, since everyone sees that they are not complete. Divrei Chachamim, Rabbi Yaakov by Idi b'shem Rabbi Shur ben Levi oichlim ala mukza bein al makoymai bein shaloi al makoymai. Rabbi Yaakov by Idi quoting Rabbi Shur ben Levi said that the Chachamim who disagree with Rebbe say that one may eat incomplete fruits both in the mukza and elsewhere. Maisa Rabbi Yosi ben Shol, the Rebbe, Vatanina Nacharuvim Adjalai Kinsan Leroish Hagag. Rabbi Yosi ben Shol asked a question to Rebbe that in the next Mishnah it teaches regarding carobs on the roof to dry, if he hadn't yet gathered them together on the roof, he may bring them down to feed to his animals, and this shows that they could be eaten elsewhere. Amalei Loi Tesiveni Charuvim Machol Behemahain. Rebbe rejected that. No, don't question me from carobs because they're animal food. Adati the Rav, Ma ben Hu, Ma ben Bonov. According to Rav, asked the Gemara, what's the difference between him and his children? Why is his family permitted to eat, but the courtyard owner is not? Hu alideshu tolei b'muksa, osa Bonov, alideshu einan tolei b'muksa, mutorim. The answer is, since the owner can decide not to dry them and thereby obligate them in Maisa, he is prohibited, which is not the case with his children. Nicha Bonov, Rabbi Beisoi, Ve'ein La'al of Mazoinos, and the Gemara asks, well, it's understandable for his children that it's not considered an acquisition to obligate the master, since he's not obligated to support them, but since there's a decree of Beis Din that he has to sustain his wife, why isn't it considered an acquisition to prohibit snacking? Commander Amar Yesh Mazoinos L'Isha Dvar Torah, should say. The Gemara answers, it follows the opinion that a wife has a Torah right to be sustained, and she's considered like a worker rather than it being an acquisition. Now I should say, V'afilu commander Amar Yesh Mazoinos L'Isha, Kador the Tani ain based in Poiskim Mazoinos Leisha Medemeshvius, Avonizoinus he Etzel, Bala, Shise Beshvius. And even according to the opinion that she doesn't have a Torah right, it follows the Bryce of the Tor that based in don't ascribe Shvius money to sustain a wife, as it looks like paying off a debt with Shvius money. However, she may be sustained in her husband's house in Shvius, as it doesn't look like paying a debt. Vyaso Oisa Kapoyal She'enoi Yofe Shavaputta. The Gemara asks, why not consider her like a worker whose work isn't worth a putter. why is that? An employer who gives food to such a worker is not paying off a debt to him, but the worker is still considered to be acquiring the food from him, and he must tithe it. Here also, even if sustaining her doesn't look like paying a debt, it should be considered an acquisition. This shows, therefore, they didn't view her like a worker whose work isn't worth a sharaputa. Afilu commander Amma Yesh, it should say La Alav Mazonis, Ain La Alav Beis Dira. The Gemara says, well, even according to the opinion that a woman has a claim against her husband for food, she has no claim for a dwelling. Kadodatani Anoshim Shishitvu Shulai Midas Noshim Shitufam Shituf, it should say, Noshim Shishitvu Shulai Midas Anoshim Ain Shitufam Shituf. The Gemara answers, it's like the Tosefta that taught that a husband may make a Shitufi Mavuoth or a Ruvi Chatzeroth without his wife's consent. If men made a shittuf without the knowledge of the women, it's valid. If women made a shittuf without the knowledge of the men, it's not valid. Tani v'kulam shenichnasu mesade le'ir nidbalu. We have a Tosefta that says that, well, the Mishnah taught that if one brought his workers to the field, if he isn't required to feed them, they may eat and are exempt. If he brought them from the field into the city, they are established for Masa, since the excess will not be returned to the field. Masnisa de Rebbe. Tani Havi Taini Minasade La Uchlam Bachotsa Shaina Mishtameris, Vashach Vehnisam Lasek Besoi or Shechnisam Hatinoikois, Hawaii Mahzir, Hawizemachzira Namakoim Vaichel. The Mishnah taught that if one is transferring figs in his courtyard to be dried, his children and wife may eat from them and are exempt. This would imply that if they were being transferred to be eaten elsewhere, the sons and wife would be obligated. This is the opinion of Rebbe, who taught in a Tosefta, if a person was bringing in figs from the field to eat them in an unguarded courtyard, and he forgot and brought them into the house, or the children brought them in without his knowledge, he may return them to their place and eat. It was only discussing inadvertently bringing them home, but if it was done intentionally, they become established for Maaseh. Man Tanisa Rebbe, Tatani, Hevi Ta'inim and Asadeh, Ve'eviram Lechatzeiroi, Lo'ichlam Borash Gagoi, Rebbe Mechayev, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, Poita. And who taught that Tosefta? It was Rebbe, as another Tosefta taught that if he brought in figs from the field and transferred them to his courtyard to eat on top of his roof, Rebbe obligates and Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda exempts them from Maaseh. Havi Mandatana Hamavi Ta'inim Bechatzeiroi Lechseis, Hala Lechseis Chayev. Therefore, our Mishnah taught specifically that he transferred them through his courtyard to be dried, but had he transferred them not to be dried, then they are obligated.